Okay, tonight's shiur is going to be on the topic of sleeping with your tefillin on. The sugya begins on the sheet that you have in front of you. We're on daf chav vav amid aleph towards the bottom. Chav tanarabanan, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Tanarabanan, you see where we are? Ochlin achilas arai chutz l'sukha. As we're going to learn a little bit later, actually in next week's shiur, you are allowed to eat a temporary eating outside the sukkah, which means that if you're not eating, let's say, bread, you're eating just fruit or vegetables or something of that nature, so you're allowed to eat that outside the sukkah. But ve'ein yishenim shinas arai chutz l'sukkah. It's very fascinating that sleeping is actually more strict than eating. Eating temporarily, you can eat outside the sukkah, the Gemara maintains, the Brisa says. However, when it comes to sleeping, when it comes to sleeping, not only is your permanent sleep, but even taking a nap, that's forbidden outside the sukkah. So the Gemara says, what's the reason for this? My taima, what's the reason for this? Amar Rav Ashi Gezeira Shema Yerodeim. Rav Ashi says the reason why you can't sleep even temporarily in the sukkah is because it is very likely, it's very difficult to control your sleep once you're sleeping. So it's very likely that once you go to sleep for a temporary fashion, you're going to end up sleeping in a more permanent fashion. And sleeping permanently is really forbidden outside the sukkah. So sleeping temporarily is forbidden because we're afraid the temporary sleep is going to result in a permanent sleep. Omele Abaye, Abaye says, Rav Ashi, is that really true that wherever we say you're not allowed to sleep, so we're going to prohibit you to sleep even a nap, to take a nap, because we're afraid that your nap is going to turn into something more permanent? Omele Abaye, Elaha Disanya, but what about this that we learned in a Brisa? Yashen Adam Shinas Arai B'Tfilin Avolo Shinas Keva Lechoshema Yeradein. So Abaye asks Rav Ashi, is this really true that whenever we have a halacha that says you're not allowed to sleep permanently, we prohibit sleeping temporarily because of the fact that it might lead to sleeping permanently? If that's really true, so how come we have a brisa that says when it comes to sleeping in tefillin, it's permitted to take a nap in tefillin, but it's forbidden to sleep permanently? If we're always worried that a nap is going to lead to permanent, it should be the same halacha by tefillin. And it should be prohibited to study, it should be prohibited to sleep even temporarily in tefillin, because we should be afraid it's going to turn into permanent sleep, just like we're afraid by sukkah. So first the Gemara tries to pose one answer, which the Gemara rejects. So first, Amar of Yosef Ben Davilai, B'moser Shinasa La'achem. So the first answer is, you're right. Really, generally speaking, we're always worried that temporary sleep is going to turn into permanent sleep, both by sukkah and by tefillin. But the brice over here that says by tefillin, we're not worried, that's talking about a case where you appointed somebody else to make sure you won't sleep, you won't oversleep. So the Gemara asks, Maskalar Rameshasha, Arbecha Arbetzarech, just because you appointed somebody to wake you up, who's going to wake that guy up? In other words, let's say that guy has to go to the store, he has to go do something else. Just because you appointed somebody else, that doesn't take away the fact that your temporary sleep might turn into a permanent sleep. So therefore, the Gemara comes out with two final answers. Ella, I'm a Rabbi Rabbachana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Rabbachana says, Rabbi Yochanan, b'maniach roshu be'birkav askina. By the tefillin, when are you allowed to sleep temporarily, and we're not worried it's going to turn into a permanent sleep? If you simply sit down, you're wearing tefillin, and you put your head down, just like this, between your legs. So that we're not worried you're going to sleep a permanent sleep. You put your head in between your knees. You just put your head down in your knees. So then we're not worried that your nap is going to turn into mamish, a permanent sleep, because you're not really sleeping in a position that lends itself to permanent sleep. But when it comes to sukkah, the reason why it was forbidden, even a temporary sleep, is because we're talking about sleeping on your bed. So you take a nap on your bed, then we're worried that it's going to turn into a permanent sleep. But when it comes to just meniach rosh bein berakov, if you're just going to place your head between your knees, so Rabbi Yochanan says, in that case, we're not worried it's going to turn into a permanent sleep. That's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Rava Amar, no. Ein keva l'shina. Rava says there is no permanence when it comes to sleep? How does that answer anything? So if you look inside Rashi, Rashi explains how that answer answers the problem. So Ein Keva L'Shina, it's a little bit Ikra Chasim and Asefer, but Rava says, it's like this. Ein Keva L'Shina means, this long Rashi explains what Rava means when he says Ein Keva L'Shina. He means like this, that really the reason why temporary sleep is usur is not because temporary sleep is going to lead to permanent sleep. It's not because napping is going to lead to permanent sleep. No. Temporary sleep and permanent sleep are the same. Both are forbidden outside the sukkah. There is no distinction. There is no difference between temporary and permanent sleep. All sleeping has to be done in the sukkah, and therefore all sleeping is prohibited outside the sukkah. And that's why by sukkah it's asur. Ein keva l'shina, there's no difference in keva and arayis for a sukkah. Because sometimes people take a little cat nap and that's enough. And sometimes they sleep longer. Sometimes they sleep during the day longer, at night a cat nap. Ein keva l'shina, there's no set amount to sleep. Sometimes somebody will fall asleep for 2 hours and wake up in the middle of the night, get something to drink, go back to sleep. So, Ein Keva L'Shina, there is no distinction between permanent and temporary sleep. And therefore, when it comes to sukkah, everything's also, not because we're worried that temporary sleep is going to turn into permanent sleep. Temporary sleep by itself is also, there is no distinction between a nap and permanent sleep when it comes to sleeping outside the sukkah. But when it comes to tefillin, by tefillin, says Rashi, where sleeping in tefillin is not what's usur. There is no prohibition to sleep in tefillin. As the Gemara says elsewhere in Shabbos and elsewhere in Sukkah, the Gemara says, what's the prohibition of sleeping in tefillin? The whole prohibition of sleeping in tefillin is itself only a problem that we are afraid maybe you're going to pass gas while you're wearing the tefillin. That would be disrespectful to the tefillin. So it's not the sleep per se that's usur. It's that you're worried you're going to pass gas. So says Rashi, when you sleep just for a few minutes, we're not worried. You can control it. We're not worried you're going to pass gas. But if you sleep for a long period of time, we are worried. That's what Rashi says. Maybe you'll say it's counterintuitive. But Rashi says, look what he says. He says, you can look inside the Rashi where you have it. Hilkach, the Gabi Tfilin, the time of Shemi Afiach Bahem, Velamishu Isoshina. It's not that there's any real inherent issue to sleep in your Tfilin. It's just a problem. Maybe you're going to pass gas. Benayim important if you're just dozing off a little bit. Lo asik l'day hafacha. You're not in such a deep sleep, so you're not going to come to do that. So one big question, just to file away in the back of our minds, that the Rishonim deal with over here is, it seems like these two answers are arguing. That's the way Rashi seems to present it. That these two answers, Rabbi Yochanan says, you put your head between your knees, and Rabbi says, no, it's in Kabbalah. It sounds like the two answers are arguing. That's what some Rishonim say. Most Rishonim actually say, Rabbi is just adding on. Rabbi is saying that if you have your head between your knees, and since the whole problem is only Ein Keva L'Shina, so that's why he permits sleeping in the tefillin. So even Rava might also agree you have to have your head between your knees, as we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch in 1 second. That's not wholly, totally clear. Again, simple pshat in the Gemara, Rava denies this. He's arguing here. Yochanan says, when is temporary sleep permitted in tefillin? When your head is between your knees? And Rava says, no, it's always permitted because there's no Shemei Achfiach Behem problem. This opinion ignores this opinion. But we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both. So we'll see in 1 second. Fine, but let's just complete the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues and says as follows. Tani Chad, the one Brisa says, Yashin Adam B'Tfilin Shinas Arayim Alo Shinas Kep. One Brisa says you could sleep in your tefillin temporarily, a nap, but not permanent. V'Tani Yidach, another Brisa says, Bein Kep, Bein Arayim. You could sleep both temporary sleep and even sleep permanent sleep in your tefillin. Tanya, either there's a third brisa that says, you guessed it, lo keva v'lo arayim. You can't sleep neither temporary nor permanent. Three brises that contradict each other. And the Gemara answers, what's the contradiction in three brises? Again, one brisa says you could sleep temporary but not permanent. One brisa says you could sleep temporary and permanent. One brisa says you could sleep neither temporary nor permanent. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha. It's not a problem. The three brises are dealing with the following circumstances. One of them is ha, dinakad lubiyade, where you're just holding the tefillin in your hands. Ha de manche bereshe, one of them is referring when the tefillin's on your hand. Ha de paris sudri lave, and one of them is where you spread a handkerchief over it. And the Gemara just concludes, how much is shinas arai, v'kama shinas arai, how much is a nap? Tani run by Cheska de Hilch Me Amma, the amount of time it takes to walk 100 amas. Not very much at all. 150 feet, I don't know, a few seconds, 30 seconds, it sounds like. That would be considered dozing temporarily. Now, there is a machlokas Rashi in the Rambam, how to understand these three categories. Which one's going to which? Which one's going to which? Rashi, which you have in front of you, says like this. If you're holding the tefillin in your hands, then both sleeping keva and sleeping arai is usur. Why? Because we are afraid you're going to drop them. That's the pshat. That when you're holding tefillin in your hands and you're not allowed to sleep temporary or prayer because you're going to drop them. So hadanakat lubiyadei, that's going on. Keva arai is usur, that's the nakat lubiyadei. This is Rashi, right? Which is the case where it's on your head, that's going to be keva asar arai mutter, that's when it's on your head. And what does it mean that there's a handkerchief? That means if it's next to you, Rashi says. If it's next to you and it's in the cover and it's in the case and it's next to your bed, in the old days they slept on the floor and your tefillin's right next to you, so then Rashi says, lo nitna torah l'malachei asharei, the Torah wasn't given to angels, what are you going to do? It's next to you, there's nothing you can do about it. And we're not nervous that maybe personal have relations in front of it, or that it'll pass gas, whatever it is, and nothing you could do if it's next to you, even though it's not so nice to have it right next to you, but if it's next to you, you are allowed to sleep both permanent sleep or temporary sleep. That's the way Rashi learns. We'll see shortly that the Rambam disagrees with this. We'll come to that in one moment. So there are a number of interesting issues here to discuss about this issue of sleeping in the tefillin. Number one, gentlemen, you may be aware of the fact that we have a halacha. We know there's a halacha that when you're wearing tefillin, you're not allowed to speak sichas chulin. When you're wearing tefillin, you're not allowed to talk about business. You're not allowed to talk about sports when you're wearing tefillin. You're not allowed to speak sichas chulin. Why? Because that's a hesach hadas from the tefillin. It's a hesach hadas. When a person's wearing tefillin, his mind has to be focused on the tefillin. So comes along the Ritva and says, how in the world could the Gemara suggest? How in the world could the Gemara suggest? Comes along the Ritva and asks, how in the world could the Gemara suggest that temporary sleep is permitted in tefillin? What about the problem of what? Of what? We'll get to that in a second. Hesach Hadas. When you're sleeping, you're not thinking about the tefillin. Whatever we're thinking about when we're sleeping, but it ain't the tefillin. I don't know what we're thinking about. Maybe we're dreaming about the next Tosis we're going to learn. We're dreaming about the next Yantif we're going to celebrate. I don't know what we're dreaming about. But the Ritva says, generally people don't dream. Tana Rabbanan, Ochel Nechil, Sarach, Ve'eni Shein Shein Sarach, Tzuzuk, Ma'i Tava, Amal Eba, Ela, Hadbazan, Yoshin, Hashem, Zerai, Betfilin, Avalo, Shein, Eskeva, Pirish. Shema Yafich Bam, like you said, Jay, that you're allowed to sleep Shinas Arai, but not Shinas Keva, because we're not, you can't sleep Shinas Keva, that's we're afraid you're going to pass gas in the tefillin. With Tmiyali Milsa, Estimate for Akasha, Tmiyali Milsa, Heichi Lo Chai Shinan Lahesach Hadas, ask the Riffo, why aren't we worried about the problem of Hesach Hadas? How could the Gemara allow you, and by the way, Halacha Lamaisa, we'll see you Paskin this way, that it's okay to sleep temporarily in tefillin. How could the halacha allow you to sleep? What about hesach hadas?
So is it positive or just not a negative?
Oh, very good. That's exactly what the Ritva says, which I thought was a big chiddush. I thought hesach hadas meant that you have to be thinking about the tefillin all the time. Listen to what the Ritva says. No, it's not true. Hey, chilo chashin al hesach hadas. How could you not be worried? How could the Gemara permit sleeping, taking a nap in your tefillin? What about the problem of hesach hadas? You would see that was tefillin. Vinesa are filo shinas arai. Therefore, we should prohibit even shinas arai. V'yesh loma. This is the Ritva's answer. Dela hesach hadas lo kaptina ella kishihu air. Hesach hadas is only a problem when you are awake, as Jay said it. V'libo pone l'dvarim b'telim. When your heart is thinking about sports or business or other things, dvarim b'telim. D'be'inon shitei kol machshavto b'hem. When you're awake, we require that your whole machshava be on the tefillin. Avol kol she'eino mifaneh da'ato l'dvarim shel chol. However, anyone who is not thinking
who's not actively thinking about Dvarim Shel Chol, Afal Pisha Ein Daito Al HaTfilin, even if your das is not on the tefillin, mutter, that's okay. So he's saying sleeping is not a problem because you're not actively thinking about something else. And he adds, listen to what he adds, it's amazing. Umin Atam Azeh, for this reason he says, you're allowed to learn Torah when you're wearing tefillin. Are you thinking about your tefillin when you're learning Torah? You're not thinking about your tefillin. So why isn't the Talmud Torah a problem with Pesach Hadas and the tefillin? Says the Ritva, Umin Atam Azeh hu kari batorah, umispalel, utfilin barosho, afmishayin dato alayim bavadai, kain nirali. Wow. Big chiddush in the Ritva of what the definition of Pesach Hadas and tefillin is. And he says that's how you could daven and learn your tefillin. You're not thinking about your tefillin when you're davening. You're thinking about your davening. You don't think about your tefillin. He says that's not a problem because the problem of Pesach Hadas and tefillin is to think about the Dvar Chol. To think about a Dvar Chol, that's the problem. But it doesn't mean that you have to be thinking tefillin when it's on you. Because don't forget, times the Gemara used to wear tefillin all day long, right? We'll see. They even used to wear tefillin during the business. How'd they do that? We'll see.
Mishnah Berurah talks about that a little bit. That's point number one. Oh, cute kasha. Point number two is a cute kasha that Sfasemus and others ask. I think I even have the Sfasemus inside. Not on the Vari line, it's on the DVS. So somewhere we'll get it. Sasemis. Just got the new version. I'm all pumped up. We got the new version of the DVS, new version of the Vari line. 18, we're up to 18 plus. Here we go. Sean Bigamar, my timer. Oh, Sasemis, I have to explain to you the kasha outside. Sasemis is the following kasha. What did the Gemara ask, gentlemen? The Gemara asked, how come by sukkah you're not allowed to sleep temporarily outside the sukkah, but by tefillin it's okay to sleep temporarily out of tefillin? The Gemara seemed to imply, why can't you sleep even a nap outside the sukkah? Because we're afraid it's going to turn into a permanent sleep. And yet by tefillin you're allowed to sleep temporarily, we're not afraid it's going to turn into a permanent sleep. That was the Gemara's kasha. Says the Sasemis, so sharp. Yes, the Sasemis, the Gera Rebbe asks, I have a simple answer to the kasha. Sleeping outside the sukkah is an iser d'oraisa. Sleeping permanently in your tefillin is only itself a gzeira d'rabbanan that we're afraid you're going to pass down. So sleeping temporarily is a gzeira atu sleeping permanently. But you can't sleep a nap because we're afraid you're going to sleep permanently. So when it comes to sukkah, it makes sense to say, don't sleep temporarily. The Rabbanan, the rabbis can say, don't take a nap, because the rabbis are afraid you're going to end up sleeping permanently, and if you sleep permanently, that'll be an Issur D'oraisa. That's the job of rabbis, to protect Issurim D'oraisa. The rabbis are supposed to make rabbinic decrees to protect Issurim D'oraisa. That's the job of the rabbis. V'shamru es mishmarti, right? Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. That's what the rabbis are supposed to do. However, when it comes to sleeping in your tefillin, even sleeping permanent sleep in tefillin is not an Issur D'oraisa. In itself, why can't you sleep permanently in tefillin? Because we're afraid you're going to come to, it's not that in itself is us, you're going to come to pass yes. So what are you going to say? You should prohibit temporary sleeping because maybe you'll come to sleep permanently. And you can't sleep permanently because maybe you'll come to pass yes. That's a problem of gzeira l'gzeira. It's a d'rabbanan on a d'rabbanan. Rabbis, generally speaking, don't have the power to make derabbanans on derabbanans. The rabbis are only supposed to make derabbanans on derises. Now, so ask the Sfasemis, why is the Gemara bothered by this kasha? Why we make a gzera that you can't take a nap? Atu, maybe you'll fall asleep permanently by sukkah, but we're not worried about it by tefillin. It's a very simple answer. By tefillin, it's a gzera l'gzera. But by sukkah, it's not a gzera l'gzera. Hazoi frech the Sfasemis. Wow, what a sharp kasha. That's the Sfasemis' kasha. I think the kasha is better than the answer. But let's see what the answer is. It says, right? L'chayra ha'yanir ha'atam pasha. It says, I have pasha to answer the Gemara's kasha. D'achila sarai, adam ochel l'famim b'chotzei chutz m'dei. So, achila sarai, oh, first he goes off on a different thing. Achila sarai, adam ochel l'famim b'chotzei chutz m'dei. So, that achila sarai, sometimes you eat outside the house. Kane, In Kein Mamish Ani Shama Yirodein. Kein the Kamochin Haderech Lishon Bechotzer. Avagav the Lefamin Rudem. Kein Afil Yirodem Mai Bekach. After, okay, I apologize, I got one thing slightly wrong here. The Sfasemus doesn't ask the Kasha. Does he not ask the Kasha? Does he ask the Kasha? The Kasha is the Kasha. The Sfasemus is an answer to the Kasha. Hold on 1 second. Zem Yushev. Yeah, he does ask it. I'm sorry. He does ask. Okay, here we go. Okay, Uvazem Yushev. Let's go backwards. Uvazem Yushev Mad. I thought he asked the Kasha. Uvazem Yushev Mad Makshak Amar Mitfilin. The L'chor Tamua, says the Sfasemis. What's the Gemara asking Kash from Sukkot to Tefillin? The Hasam Afilu Shias Keva Einu El Esed Rabbanim. When it comes to Tefillin, even sleeping permanently is only the Rabbanim. U'mishimachi lo gazru Shema Yiradim. Therefore, they didn't aser temporary sleep Shema Yiradim. Mashayin came by Sukkah. But by Sukkah, it's a Dairaisa. U'fi Mashik Asafti Yasi Shapa. But he says, according to what I wrote, it makes good sense. He wants to suggest a big chiddush. He wants to say that if a person intends to sleep temporarily outside the sukkah and ends up sleeping permanently outside the sukkah, that's also only an issur d'rabbanan. Why? Why is it? Because of Teshu Kein Tadur. Notice Teshu Kein Tadur says that you have to sleep in a sukkah the way you sleep in the house. So generally speaking, when people nap, they don't always only nap in the bed. They nap wherever they are. You nap, you put your head down over here for a few minutes, you put your head down over there, so you don't have to nap. Technically speaking, you don't have to nap in the sukkah. Elamide. And therefore he says, even if you intend to nap and you end up sleeping permanently, that also people do outside the normal bed. Svasemus says, but all right, because people nap. People nap outside your normal bed. They nap in different places. So you don't have to nap in the sukkah. And even if you're napping, would end up being a permanent sleep. That also, it's only an Issur Maris Ayin. Even that's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. Because it's only an Issur Maris Ayin. Why? Because people might think you really intended to sleep permanently outside the sukkah. If you intend to sleep permanently outside the sukkah, that's an Issur D'Raisa. But if you intend to sleep temporarily and that temporary sleep turns into a permanent sleep, says the Sfasemus, that would only be an Issur D'Rabbanan also. Hold on, so then they're both Xero Xeris, right? So what have you accomplished? No, they're both Xero Xeris. So he wants to say no. So he says, so I think that you need, so other Achronim say that no, because it's very likely that when you sleep temporarily, it's going to turn into a permanent sleep, so it's like all one Xero. You can't sleep temporarily, permanently, it's all one thing.
Cool. Maris Ayin is Dairaisa. Yisim Nekiyim.
Maris Ayin is Dairaisa because of Yisim Nekiyim. Uh-huh. Interesting. I don't think we assume Maris Ayin, generally speaking, is Dairaisa. I don't think so. I'm not sure that's interesting, though.
Yisim as far as Dairaisa, you wouldn't say that Yisim Nekiyim, that's, if you're another Jew, that's something different than regular Rabbanan.
You planned on sleeping temporarily. You're an honest. That's what he said. That's exactly what he says. Look what he says. Mashma the God machine the derech lishan arai b'chotzim came. Mamasha and Hashem yirodim came to kamochein aderech lishan ochotz avgad b'fom nidim. Okay, I feel yirodim my bekar. The efshet the kshirodim mikum b'shem marasayin the harom also. People will think he intended for Shinas Keva. So he says, that's the answer why it's not there. It's a Gzerah to a Drabban. I think I have to also add the other point. Anyway, I thought this was a sharp point. So he wants to say, no, it's not a Gzerah to Gzerah. First of all, he says a big Chiddush here that if a person intends to sleep temporarily and ends up sleeping permanently, he still didn't violate Nisad Daraisa. It's only Marasai, and people might have thought you intended. But since sleeping temporarily, people don't always do in the house, so you don't have to do it in the sukkah to sleep a nap. LMI, we're afraid it's going to turn into a permanent sleep, and that's going to be Maris Ayin, that people thought you're going to do it. Aye, that's a Xerah L'Xerah, so he wants to say, I think he's trying to say that it's all one big Xerah, because it's Karov Levada, that's what the other Achronim say. It's Karov Levada, when you sleep temporarily, you have no control over it. So let's try to just talk halacha lamaisa a little bit over here. Oh, there's another cute riffa here. Cute lumdus. Let me see if I have it here. I don't know if I have it even. Let's see. I pointed out to you before, there's a machlokas rishonim about whether Rava's answer of Ein Kevel Lashina agrees with the answer, the first answer of Rav Yochanan about putting your head between your knees. Comes out of big nafkamina lamaisa. Are you allowed to sleep in your tefillin? Do you have to just put your head between your knees, or are you allowed to sleep in your tefillin even without putting your head between your knees? Allowed to go on your bed or whatever, or lie down? So that's, we'll see in Shulchan Aruch in 1 second. So he said, so that's Rashi, and the Balamor says unfortunately the Ritva and the Ravid hold that no, Rava only argues on the din by sukkah, and he holds that even Shina Sarai is considered Shein Chutz the sukkah. Aval Gabi Tefillin, he agrees to Rabbi Yochanan and holds that it's only Muta Shein Sarai when you put your head between your knees. Then the Ritva asks the following kash. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's say a person makes a neder. He makes a neder that he's going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to learn. Makes a neder. He says he's going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to learn. Oh, let's take a better example. Guy goes to sleep at 10 o'clock at night. He goes to 10 o'clock. He makes a neder and says, well, a guy's sitting at home 10 o'clock. He doesn't go to sleep. He's sitting at home 10 o'clock. He makes a neder and says, at midnight, I'm going to call my son in Eretz Yisrael. At 7 o'clock in Eretz Yisrael. At midnight, I'm going to call my son. He makes a neder. He hasn't spoken to his son in a long time. He feels terrible. He says, I'm making a neder. I'm going to call my son at midnight. So the Ritva declares the following shailah. Is the person allowed to take a nap prior to that? Is the person allowed to take a nap? He made a neder. He made a neder. He's going to call. Is the person allowed to take a nap? Because the Gemara says, oh, we're worried. A nap might turn into a permanency. Are we chayshish shema yiradim? Would that be a problem for him to take a nap now because we're afraid the temporary sleep will turn into the permanency? So Rabbi Yehuda Leib Baruch says no, he's not allowed to. So the Ritva first quotes, oh, then you can end up violating the net. So he wants to say, so he said, he quotes a yeshom, some say, that it would be also to sleep a nap because the chashash, maybe you'll fall asleep and you'll be mevatel the net. Then he quotes from the Me'iri and the Ra'ah. The Me'iri and the Ra'ah say, no. Because it's not the sleep that's usher for him. He has a chiyuv to do the thing. But the sleep is external to his neder. Again, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea, maybe. But in terms of iser, so the iser to sleep temporarily that it might turn into a permanent sleep is only by things where the sleep itself is usher. It's the sleep that's usher. I mean, by tefillin is shema yafiach b'hem, but it's not that the sleep will delay you from doing something else that you needed to do. So that's a machlok, because Yishon just thought that was an interesting point also. If you took a neder, where this issue comes up, shema yiradim comes up a little bit. Anyway, the famous story of Elisha Baal Kanafayim. Talk about that for a few seconds. All right, let's, which way should we go here? Let's make sure that we see the halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. So I mentioned before, gentlemen, that again the Gemara had a contradiction in three brises. One brisa said you could sleep temporary and permanent. One brisa said you can't sleep temporary or permanent. One brisa says temporary yes, permanent no, let's fill. And the Gemara had three answers the way Rashi said it. The Achronim point out that the Rif, in his halachic commentary to the Gemara, the Rif leaves out this whole Gemara with the three brises. He leaves it out. Some want to suggest the Rif passes like the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Here, look at the Rambam. Rambam says, Tfilin tzrichin gufnak, sheyizar shal atetzi b'mena ruach, mi lamata. Tfilin, you have to be careful not to pass gas. Kol zman sheim alav. Therefore, you're not allowed to sleep. Lo shinas keva, lo shinas arai. You're not allowed to sleep temporary or permanent. Ela im hiniach alein sudar. Unless you put a handkerchief on them, in which case you are allowed to sleep temporary but not permanent. Velo haisa imo isha. He was not together with his wife. Then yashen bahem shinas arai. Then you are allowed to sleep temporarily. The ketzad who osed. How do you sleep temporarily? Meiniach rosha bein birkov. You just put your head between your knees. So first of all, how does the Rambam learn the three brises? The Rambam learns, when is Keva Asar Arai Muta? That's the Manach Sudarli. Mefarshim of the Rambam explained that if you're wearing the tefillin on your arm and hip, you put a little handkerchief, you put a little covering on the shalrosh to remind you not to, to be careful, not to eat anything that's going to cause you to pass gas. So you put a little reminder on the head, then it's mutar arai, but not keva. If they're on your head, manche areshe, and there's no handkerchief on, then it's asur keva and asur arai. And if it's wound around your arm, if it's only around your arm and not on the rest of your body, not on your head, so then both keva and arai are going to be mutter, because it's only on your arm. Mamish, different in every single one, different than Rashi.
As a reminder, or it's as if you're not wearing it?
I think the Achronim say it's as a reminder. That's the way they explain Pshat Nara. Let's see what he says. Hayu tefil of kruchen biyado mutter lishven afilu shinas keva. Ve'eno ochal behem el achilas arai. Abul im nichnas l'sudas keva cholzen amanich al shulchano. Okay, that's a separate point. So the Rif doesn't quote this. Let's take a look at what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Kol zman she'atfilin b'rosho o bizro. Shulchan Aruch basically quotes the Rambam. While your tefillin are on your arm or your head, also lishay ben afilu shinas arai, you can't sleep anything. Ela iminiach aleim sudar. Lo ha'isin imo isha. Yashid b'hem shinas arai. Kate said, "O'os ha'miniach rosho ben birko." That's mamash like the Rambam. How you tefillin kruchim biyado? If it's tefillin around your arm, what to lishim and afilu shinas keva? Im ochazem biyado, ve'enon kruchim biyado. If you're just holding them, then he holds. He agrees to Rashi too. Also, if you're just holding tefillin, then you're not allowed to sleep even shinas arai. Maybe that comes up like on a plane or something. I don't know if you're holding your tefillin on your lap or something on the plane. Maybe that would be a problem because we're afraid you're going to fall. They're going to fall. Dafka kasha ochas and below nartikan, only not in the bag. Aval benartikan, if they're in the bed, chal inyan shar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yashin Bahem, you're allowed to sleep in your tefillin. Lo chashiv hesach hadas, elok shu omid beschok v'kalos rosh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's only considered hesach hadas if you're joking or lightheaded. Aval kishu osik b'malachto v'imunuso, but if you're involved in your malach and your umnus, v'ein daito alein mamish, and you're actually not totally focused. Now, what? Look what he said. Look, Avol Kishu Osek B'Malachto V'Umnasa. Listen to this. I'm sleeping. Look what he says here. V'Lo Chashiv. He gives a further clarification of Hesach Hadas, even more than we saw in the Ritva. Because don't forget, in the times of the Gemara, people used to wear tefillin all day long. They went to work, they were wearing tefillin. They learned to wear tefillin all day long. Wore tefillin. So look what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. V'Lo Chashiv Hesach Hadas El Kishu Omid B'Schok V'Kalos Rosh. He says the only hesach hadas from tefillin is if you're involved in lightheadedness or joking around. Avol kishu osik b'malachto v'umnusa. But if you're at work, he says at work, not a problem. Ve'ein daito alei mamish. You're doing work. You're cutting your diamonds or you're doing whatever you're doing. You're not thinking about the tefillin mamish, but you're involved in a serious work endeavor. Ein ze nikra hesach hadas im lo shematri daitel kol kach letzorchei haguf ad shelevavo pone miyira shamayim machmis tadasa. Unless your das is so keyed into your physical needs that your heart forgets Hashem on top of you. But a person who's a yirei shamayim, who does his work be'amuna, and he's not, you know, he talks the right way and he acts the right way the whole time, that's not a problem. B'chein kishu yashen. And similarly, when he sleeps, what's the v'chein going on here? What's he saying about shocheach hav le'olam? So that's not a problem. But he does say, Mishmar says, the best way is that you should always be thinking about this film. You have to keep on feeling your tefillin. But in the times of davening and learning, you don't have to. It's not 100% clear what the Mishnah Berurah is driving at over here. You have to be careful that your thoughts don't start to think about bad thoughts, because that's why you have to keep on touching to remind yourself to keep focused on the appropriate thoughts of
the... So, Rabbi, what would be worse? Not thinking properly with it on, or not having it on, or not having on at all?
It's a good question. Probably not having it on at all at that point. If you're in the middle of something, that if you get involved in something that's not directly connected to the tefillin. Again, he says that when you're doing your malach, as long as you're serious, you're reishim. It happened to me this week. Shaila happened to me this week. That
what happened to me? Why did I have to run out of davening this week with my tefillin on really quickly and go print off something off the computer? So I had clarity to Shaila whether I should take the tefillin off or not to just do the thing off the computer. I forgot already what it was.
But something I did there. Anyway, Gemara tells some fascinating stories of some of the of what happened to people who were very careful in that tefillin. Let's take a look at the small little Tosfos. Story of Elisha Baal Kanafai. Wow. Look at the little Tosfos over here. Cute little Tosfos, the Ramasil. Where is it? As soon as I find it. Tosfos. Oh, there it is. Oh. Alashinas Kevalo. Let's take a look inside the Tosfos. Take a look inside the little Tosfos here. The Gemara says that you're allowed to sleep Shinas Arayin Tefillin. Again, don't forget the Ramah Loch Lamaisa said, if your head is between your knees, so then you're allowed to sleep Shinas Arai. And the Ram also says you have to have a sutter on top of your Tefillin Shal Rosh to remind you not to pass gifts. So, look what Tosa says. V'hod amin perak b'amet tomin, Tefillin srichin guf naki, ke'elisha bal knafayim. Tefillin require a clean body like the story with Elisha bal knafayim. What was the story of Elisha Baal Kanafayim? So the Gemara in Shabbos over there tells a story, fascinating story. Apparently, Elisha, this person, his name was Elisha, he was very, very, very careful to always treat the tefillin with respect. He was very, very careful to never pass gas in the tefillin. He had the utmost cover for his tefillin. And one time, the Romans made a decree that the Jewish people can't wear tefillin. But Elisha said he's going to defy the Romans, he's going to wear tefillin anyway. And some Roman policeman catches him, starts running after him. He runs, he corners him in the corner. So Elisha quickly yanks the tefillin off his head. He has him in his hand. He has the batim in his hand. And the Roman says, what do you have in your hand? And he says, I have a bird in my hand. And he says, oh yeah, open up your hand. And he opens up a hand and a bird flies out. So a miracle happens about his tefillin. That's what Gemara tells him Shabbos. His name, that's why they called him Elisha Baal Kanafayim. Elisha Baal Kanafayim. Elisha, the one with the wings. Because he had the bird. So, and the Gemara there seems to indicate, Amachlokas, Abai and Rava, why was Elisha Zoicha to this miracle? Why was he Zoicha? V'hadar in Perak Bavatom, and Tefillin Srikhan Guf Naki, Tefillin require clean by Elisha Baal Kanafayim. And then the Gemara presents a machlokas Abai and Rava why this is. V'amar Abaye shelo yafiach ben. Abaye says, what does it mean that you can't pass gas in the tefillin? Rava amar shelo yishen b'hem. Rava says, what does it mean tefillin need a gufnaki like Elisha Baal Kanafayim? Not that Elisha was careful not to pass gas, but Elisha was careful not to sleep in them. So wow, it sounds like Abaye permits sleeping in them, even if Shinas Keva, as long as you're clear that you're not Yafiach, because Abai is the one who says Shalei Yafiach, Rav is the one who says you can't sleep in them. Sounds like Abai holds you can sleep in your tefillin. Presumably even Shinas Keva, but that's a problem, because in our Gemara, Abai is the one who seems to say, Yashin Adam Shinas Arai Avalo Shinas Keva. Right? Amale Abai, our Gemara says, Yashin Adam Arai Avalo Shinas Keva. But over there, Abai seems to say that even Keva's mother says, tells us, no! That's not what the Gemara means over there. Lav d'shori Abai lishen. No, it doesn't mean that Abai said you could even sleep b'shinas kema. The ha'asar Abai gufei hacha, because Abai himself in our Gemara says shinas kema is asar. Elik ha'savar. Af al pisha eino zahir b'shina ke elisha manicha and kevin d'zar shal yafiach. T'shina gufei eino elik zeir shem yafiach. The question that Abai and Rav are arguing about over there is not what it's permissible to do in your tefillin, what it's not permissible. What was Elisha's godless? They were arguing, what was Elisha's godless? Was Elisha's godless that he always made sure never to pass gas in the tefillin? Or was Elisha's godless that he always made sure not even to sleep in the tefillin because the sleeping might lead to passing gas? The question isn't why it's us to sleep in tefillin. We all know why.
Kevas Asr, Arai is Mutter, because the whole problem is maybe you'll pass gas, and therefore Arai is Mutter, because we're not afraid, and Kevas Asr. But what was the machlok? Is Abai and Rav over there? Not why it's Asr to sleep in Tefillin. The question was, what was Elisha's greatness? Was Elisha's greatness that he always made sure not to pass gas, or was Elisha's greatness that he even went further? Not only was he careful not to pass gas, he was careful not to sleep, because sleeping might lead to passing gas. But La'ilam, there's no problem. Abai certainly holds. Keva is Asr, and Arai is Mutter. One more point I want to make in the next Tosus. Very, very fast. And maybe we'll come to that in one second. So just one final point here. Halacha l'maisa. One final point. So I mentioned before that the Rif leaves it out. Right? Oh! So the Rif leaves out the whole sugya. He leaves out the whole sugya of Shinas Arai, Shinas Keva. The Rif doesn't mention anything. So some Achronim, some Rishonim. The Rif leaves out the whole sugya. He doesn't mention anything about sleeping in your tefillin. Doesn't say anything. So the Ritva and the Baal HaMor suggest, why does the Rif leave it out? And some wanted to explain that the Rif holds in our sugya. Our entire sugya is Shaloka Halacha. Why? Based on that sugya over there in Shabbos Memtes that says Tefillin Tzrichin Guf Naki, and Abaye says it means you don't pass gas, and Rava says Shelo Yishan Bahem. Rava says you're not allowed to sleep with them, so turn it around the other way, and say the Ritva and the Baal HaMor from Rava's words over there implies that you can't sleep in your Tefillin at all. Not Kevin, not Arai. The Gemara doesn't make any distinction. Then Rava says, Shalom Yishan Ben, that you're not allowed to sleep at all. Now, according to the way Tosos read that Gemara there, this would not be a proof at all. But the way the Ritva and the Baal HaMor said, Rava seems to say, Shalom Yishan Ben, you can't sleep in them at all. Shalom Yishan Klal, he's coming to be Machmer. However, Tosos, by us, clearly doesn't learn the Machlok is there. As I just explained, the Tosos learns that from our sugya, that Abai also agrees that it's only Usr Keva Mitzvah. According to Tosus, as I said, the Machlokas is differently. And the Ritva himself disagrees with the Rif, because the Ritva says, how could you just erase an entire Gemara on Daf Chavav Amid Aleph and Sukkah, just say the whole Gemara doesn't apply, because there's one line in Shabbos Memtes that says, Rava holds Shalo Yishet Mem. It doesn't make sense that they would do it. They would erase that you paskin like that one line of the Gemara against the whole Gemara over here. Fine. But others want to suggest that maybe the Rif is going like the Shita. So Rambam, the Rambam learns the three brises that if you're holding it in your hands, that means that if you wind it on your arm, then you could sleep both Kev and Arai. If it's on your head, you can't sleep neither Kev nor Arai. Paras Sudra, when it's on your head, Arai v'lo Kev. According to this, maybe the Rif holds like the Rambam, because the Rambam holds even Shinas Arai is Asr. So maybe that's why the Rif doesn't quote this Gemara, because he really holds, because this Gemara sounds like Shinas Arai is Mutter and Keva's Asr. That's the way Rashi learned the Sugya. Maybe the Rif learned like the Rambam that both Arai and Keva are Asr, unless you have a Sutter on the thing. And therefore, maybe the Rif holds like the Rambam that Shinas Arai is Asr. Let's see the last little point over here. Last little point. Oh, okay. Fascinating discussion at the end over here. Did this already? Okay, let's go to the very end. Look back in the Gemara. Please look back in the Gemara. Last little point on the very bottom of the page. Says the Gemara, Kam, how much is that? Now look what the Gemara presents right over here. Tanya Nami Hachi. We also learned in a Brisa supporting that sleeping permanently in tefillin is Asr, but sleeping temporarily in tefillin is Mutter. Where did we learn in a braisa like that? The Gemara says as follows. Hayoshin betefillin, veroa keri, ochiz beritzua, ve'ena ochiz bektitza. Let's say a person is sleeping in his tefillin, and he sees keri, he becomes a bal keri. Right? He has an emission, he has a nocturnal emission. So he's sleeping in his tefillin, he sees keri. Now, so it's totally bizayon to the tefillin. It's not appropriate to be wearing tefillin while you see keri. So what do you do? You have to grab the tefillin by the straps. but you can't grab the tefillin by the batim themselves. Your tamei tumas keri, you can't touch the batim. You can only touch the straps. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. That's Rabbi Yaakov says. Now listen to how Chacham respond. Chachamim omrim, yoshein adam betefillin shinas arai v'lo shinas keri. Kama shinas arai k'dei hilach me'am. Wow. What do these two opinions have to do with each other?
One opinion says one thing, one opinion says the other thing, and the two have nothing to do with each other. They have nothing to do with each other. Look what the Gemara just pulled off. Right? A person, says Rabbi Yaakov, a person's sleeping in a tefillin, and he sees Keri, he can only touch the straps, but he can't touch the batim. Did Rabbi Yaakov. The Chum say, sleep shinas arayin tefillin, but not shinas keva. Ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. What do these two things have to do with each other? One guy's talking about what to do if you see Keri with the tefillin. Another one says when you're allowed to sleep. What do the two have to do with each other? So Tosfos wrestles with this issue. If you look at the bottom Tosfos on the page. Take a look at the bottom Tosfos on the page. Bottom Tosfos on the page says, I shem tefillin. Mitoch haloshen mashma derabbi Yaakov shari afil shinas kela. Rabbi Yaakov, who talked about being a Baal Keri when you're tefillin, he must permit sleeping Shinas Keva. The Lava, even my pliki. That would be a source in Tanaim that would permit even Shinas Keva. So, because otherwise, what are they arguing about, right? The one guy says, that Rabbi Yaakov says, if you're sleeping in your tefillin permanently and you see Keri, so then you have to just take it off with the straps, don't touch the batim. But the other one says, you're never going to come to that because you can only sleep Shinas Arai, you can't sleep Shinas Keva. So it's never going to happen. So, the Yesh Lama Tosa says no. Tosa comes up no. The Kula Molda B'Shinas Keva D'Asar. Everybody agrees sleeping permanently in your tefillin is Asar. Well, Plikin Mills and the Rav Nassim and B'Sam. They're arguing about the Din of Rav Nassim. The Shari Lishin B'Tefillin B'Yom Shein Daka Lishin Shinas Keva Uvala L'Chodetz Afil Shinas Arai Dima Mimlach V'Yash Shinas Keva Rav Yaakov L'Chayish Dima Mimlach. Gemara later on, gentlemen, presents the opinion of Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Nassim says there's a distinction between day and night when it comes to Shinas Arai. There's a distinction between day and night. If you sleep during the day, Shinas Arai, then we're not worried that the Shinas Arai is going to turn into a Shinas Keva because it's daylight, it's daytime. We're not worried you're going to fall onto a deep sleep. But if you sleep Shinas Arai at nighttime, then we're worried that the Shinas Arai is going to fall into a deep sleep. That's what Rav Nassim says. So it says, tells us that's the machlokas of Rabbi Yaakov and Chacham. Rabbi Yaakov is not worried even at night that your Shinas Arai is going to turn into Shinas Keva. So Rabbi Yaakov says you can sleep Shinas Arai by day, and you can even sleep Shinas Arai at night, because Shinas Arai, we're not worried about Keri, and Shinas Keri are. So if it happens that your Shinas Arai happens to turn into Shinas Keva, and you're a Baal Keri, then you actually take it off by the straps and don't take it off by the bottom. But Chachamim say, no, Yashin Adam Shinas Rav Lo Shinas Keva. You're at night, you're prohibited. You're only allowed to sleep Shinas Rai, Shinas Keva by Yom. But at night, you're not allowed to sleep Shinas Rai in the tefillin because we're afraid that Shinas Rai is going to turn into Shinas Keva. So therefore, you're never going to have a case of Keri come up because during the day, you're only going to sleep temporarily. It's not going to turn into a permanent. But at night, even temporarily, you can't sleep because we're afraid the temporary is going to turn into a permanent sleep. So therefore, you're never going to have a situation of the yes.
But who was telling at night? Even when they wore them all day, it's more at night. So how would it even come about?
Even when they wore all day, they didn't do it at night. Even when they wore all day, what's that?
Shinas Arai by tefillin should only be during the day, which isn't really, which you don't have a problem going into Shinas Keva. Whereas by Sukkah, the Shinas Arai at night can turn into Keva, and that's why you don't have Shinas Arai by Sukkah.
So you want to say that would be an answer to the original Kasha? No, hold on one second. So you want to say that if you sleep Shinas Arai in the tefillin balayla,
there is none.
What do you mean?
Because you're not going to wear it. You take it off.
You don't wear your tefillin. Is that true? You can't wear your tefillin at night? Mi amar kacha?
Who says there's no tefillin at night?
People wear the tefillin mincha time also.
All day? Didn't they wear the tefillin at night also? Does it say anywhere in the tefillin? Tefillin is not a... It's not a mitzvah sage as my grandma. I don't think there's any problem. You could wear tefillin 24/7. Yeah, you could wear tefillin 24/7. Bizmanenu, you want to know. What's bizmanenu? Bizmanenu, you want to know, can you wear tefillin at night? No, I think nowadays to wear tefillin all day is considered yuhara. Yeah? Yeah.
Wouldn't apply to tefillin because you're wearing it during the day, and shinas arayit during the day doesn't turn into shinas keva. Whereas sukkah, shinas arayit at night turns into shinas keva, and that's why you don't have shinas arayit, because you can't sleep.
Ah, so you want to say that's the answer to the tefillin? Ah, that's the answer to the tefillin sukkah conundrum. Now, generally speaking, tefillin is going to be during the day, so therefore, we're not worried it's going to turn into shinas keva. If you look at Rav Nosson, so Gabi, if you look in the middle, that's exactly where Rav Nosson says. If you look, Tanar Bana Hanichnas Lishin Bayom, person wants to sleep during the day, Ratza Choli to Ratza Maniach. You could leave your tefillin on if you want. But Balayla Choli to Vena Maniach. But at Lila at night, if you want to go to sleep at night, you got to take the tefillin off. Divir Rav Nosson. Rav Yossi Omah Hayilodim Lolim Choli to Manichim Nishugilim Betumah. Young marrieds always have to take it off, because they're too rugil betuma, it's karav levada, they're going to come to do something with their wives that will be inappropriate for the tefillin, and therefore they're not allowed to wear it. They're not allowed to wear it even during the day. They're not allowed to wear it because it might turn into something worse. So that's an interesting answer that you're suggesting, Gavi. That's interesting. You want to say that that's during the day, that's during the night. Okay, there's a fascinating discussion here at the very end over here about how much are you allowed to sleep during the day. Just look at it very briefly. On the fourth line, turn the page over. Amar Rav, Asa la'adam lishin bayom yosem mishina sasus. It's asa for a person to take a nap during the day more than what a horse sleeps. A kamashina sasus, how much does a horse sleep? Shisa nishme, 60 horse breaths. Wow. Can't say, how much is that? Three opinions. 3 minutes, 30 minutes, 3 hours. Three opinions. For Kamashin, it says, Omar Abaye, Shansei Damar, Abaye said that Rabba Bar Nachmeni would sleep like Rav, and Rav would sleep like Rebbe, and Rebbe would sleep like David, and David would sleep like a horse. Udusus, how much does a horse sleep? Shisa Nishmei. That's all David used to sleep at night. Abaye Avanayim, Kedemam Putis Lebe Kuvei, Abaye would take a little nap during the day, and Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, said to him, Ad Masai Otzel Tishkov, Masai Toka Mishna Secha. Take a nap during the day. He said, yeah, good for nothing, lazy, what are you so lazy, you're sleeping so much. So the Achronim talk over here about how much are you allowed to sleep during the day. Is there any problem with sleeping during the day? The generally accepted consensus is that a person should try not to sleep too much during the day. This is just Mitam Bittel Torah. David used to not sleep even 60 horse breaths at night. But right, exactly right. He used to wake up in the middle of the night by the harp. He used to wake him up. He used to get up and prof and be menavi the Tehillim. But so the Achronim explain what's going on over here is that David would perhaps at night wouldn't sleep more than 60 horse breaths at a time. Doesn't mean that that's all he slept. It means that he wouldn't sleep more than 60 horse breaths at a time. But because of that, we shouldn't sleep so much during the day, more than 60 horse breaths. Very interesting discussion over here about halacha lemaisa, how much a person is allowed to sleep. Some say, well, Shabbos is different. The Arizal was famous. He used to sleep. If we were doing what we were doing when we were awake, what he was doing when he was sleeping, it would be okay. That's what they say. He used to do a lot of heavy duty going up to Shemayim, coming back down, doing all kinds of other things while he slept. But he was the one who used to sleep a lot on Shabbos afternoon. Anyway, next week we're going to start this very fascinating sugya about how much food do you need to bench on, how much food do you need to make a bracha achrona on, how much food do you need for the sukkah, how much food do you need for tzitzis yadayim. That's all coming attractions in Chavamim and Beis.